And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Mutton dressed as lamb is an old sheep and a young sheep. Mutton is an old sheep, lambs are a young sheep. So it's basically like someone who is older dressing a bit too young.
What it certainly is not is a mutton bird dressed as lamb.
No, and that's what Jimmy James sort of was. I blew his mind yesterday because he's like, oh, it's a mutton bird. And I'm like, no. And how does that even make sense? And he's like, I don't know. I just thought it was a phrase. Like, and I'm like, who even knows what a mutton bird is besides sailors and people of the sea?
Yeah, I know. I actually can't picture a mutton bird. Mate, you keep talking. I'm going to Google what a mutton bird
is. Yeah, you won't be excited, but that's okay. We're talking about things that have blown your mind because I blew his mind. He was just walking around thinking it was mutton bird dressed as lamb, basically. You know, one of the things I remember blowing my mind is that Sultanas of Grapes, very famous one. So we're asking on 52232955.
Oh, they're cute.
Yeah, they're very cute.
They're like brown and white arrangement.
Yeah.
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 Good on them.
Yeah. Mutton birds dressed as lamb.
I just searched mutton bird, but it came up short-tailed shearwater.
Yeah, I know. It's the same thing.
Short-tailed shearwater dressed as lamb.
Yeah, we won't get into it. But on 52232955, what blew your mind?
Yeah. Abby's in Grovedale. Morning, Abs.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're good,
you
thanks.
You are up and about, Abby. I love it.
I'm on my way to work, so I've got to be positive.
Oh, good girl.
Start the day the right way. What did you learn, mate, that blew your mind?
Well, it actually worked out well because it's STEM week, but my Year 10 chemistry teacher taught me this. So in everything is moving. So, like, you could be looking at your table or, you guys, your microphone, it's standing still.
Yeah.
But on a molecular level, because of the electrons moving around the nucleus, everything's moving. And if everything was, like, coloured black, like air and whatever, we'd just be a big blob of black because atoms surround everything that makes everything up. And that's what made me love science.
Oh, my.
Everything's moving.
I love that so much. I feel like everything's watching me.
I feel like I'm about to fall over.
Well, it's not organism, so nothing's watching you or anything. But, that absolutely blew my mind when I was, 15, 16 years old.
I love that.
I did a certificate in lab skills, so shout out to Mr. Collier.
Yeah, that is awesome. We also can't be certain that nobody's watching Loggy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, you just got to be so careful, mate. If you would just once close those curtains, that would be great.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So Taylor Swift has broken another record by being on Travis Kelce and his brother Jason Kelce's podcast New Heights. So
Travis is her boyfriend.
Is her boyfriend, and he is an NFL superstar, and him and his brother talk about NFL on a podcast, New Heights. Now, Taylor Swift, it was a pre-recorded interview that was put out to the world yesterday, 9 a.m. our time. It was a podcast that went for an hour and 45 minutes, and apparently 1.3 million people were watching the YouTube live at the time. It is set to nearly double the number of people who watched Donald Trump's appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience last October. So Trump's first hour with Rogan was watched by 800,000 people.
Yeah.
But this podcast, 1.3 million. Taylor Swift, very into numerology.
Yeah.
And 13 is her lucky number. Oh. So that seems really cool too.
Convenient.
Now, there is so much to talk about with this. And so you will hear a lot of different things across the journey, all over trending platforms. And I thought, let's get into some stuff you might not hear. So we were chatting earlier in trending about their relationship and the fact that Travis, we all know, wanted to give Taylor Swift at her concert his friendship bracelet that had his number on it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were talking about that and how sweet it was. So they really got into, you know, a bit of the behind the scenes of their relationship too in this podcast, which is really cute. Jason also asked Taylor, you know, you've got the masters, you've got the re-records now, the original masters, and you've also got the re-recorded albums. What do we listen to?
Yeah.
What do you want us to listen to, the originals or the re-recorded albums?
Yeah.
And she said, whatever you want to, whatever it means to you. My vocals, I think, are better on the re-recorded albums, but if you just love the originals, listen to them as well.
Yeah, cool.
So that was kind of cool.
Yep.
We then go into her hobbies. And this is her explaining what her hobbies are.
Have a different baking obsession every 6 months. I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Right now, we're very deep in a sourdough obsession that has taken over my
aware.
Life.
Oh, I am aware.
Yeah.
And I'm very deep in it now. You've got me deep in this.
I'm lucky. I'm working as much as I am. I'm running as much as I am because I'm getting the caloric intake.
Yeah, he asked me to send him two loaves of sourdough at training camp. The sourdough's taken over my life in a huge way. I'm really talking about bread 60% of the time now. It's
so sweet that they have a sourdough obsession as well. She also talked about the fact that she loves painting and that her hobbies are pretty much from the 1800s.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
She loves all of that stuff. So that's really cute. Also, she's chatting to two athletes, and she doesn't see herself as an athlete.
Mm.
But for this Eras tour, which was absolutely huge, she had to be an athlete.
I'm glad that I got to like actually be prepared for this tour the way that I was because, you know, in previous tours, I had noticed that I would get on the tour and I'd have to like get my stamina up throughout the tour. And by the last quarter of the tour, I'd finally hit my stride stamina wise. And I'd be like, oh, I can do this easily every night.
Yeah.
I wanted to be at that point at the beginning of the Eras tour. So that's why I did so much more training, so much more endurance training and cardio and stuff that, you know, doesn't come naturally because I'm not an athlete. So it's like that stuff I have to really force myself to do.
Don't you say that. Don't you say that.
I mean,
don't you dare say that.
It's how I feel. And I don't even, it's not like I say that in a disparaging way. I don't care at all.
She is an absolute athlete. Like to do that many shows across the journey is just amazing. And it's so cool to know. She's such a professional. We know this. But the fact that she thinks of it like that, and she's like, oh, I'm not an athlete. It's like, are you for real, girl?
Yeah.
Like, you are hardcore.
Yeah.
She was also talking about Easter eggs. Now, for those that are Taylor Swift stans, she puts a lot of Easter eggs in, which are kind of little secrets that are telling you a message, but they're easy to look over. You find them in movies and stuff. But Taylor Swift, very, very known for it. She's very meticulous about the type of information that we get. And everything means something. So they were asking her about the life of a showgirl, her brand new album that she released on this podcast. So that was very exciting. She told us all about the album. It's 12 songs. We're not getting any new albums or she's not dropping any new songs. That's all we're going to get, right? Yep. And she was talking about the Easter eggs and the stans.
If you are a part of the fandom and you want to experience like music in a normal way, then you don't even see these. You don't even care what that thing is above that doorway in under that dimly lit flickering light over there that's upside down backwards in Braille. You don't need to know what that is.
I love this. Yeah.
But if you want to look at that.
But if you do.
Then it's there.
It. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you know, you know.
If you're
you know.
Right, yeah. Which is really cool for all of her stans as well. But people that just want to get involved in that, there's so many threads online that, you know, discuss all of the Easter eggs.
Oh, that's what I like to do. I don't like to actually find them myself.
No.
It's like someone could compile them all in one spot and I can just read about it.
Exactly, because it's too hard, right? Trav then talks about her album and, you know, we've all heard her talk about the album over the past, you know, 48 hours when this podcast teaser was released. But this is Trav talking about what we can expect.
I've been fortunate enough to hear every single song on here, so I know they're all 12 bangers.
Yeah.
It's a lot more upbeat, and it's a lot more like fun pop, like excitement. And
yeah,
I think I think it's a complete 180 from a lot of the songs on Torture Poets for sure.
Oh yeah,
and it's just,
life is more upbeat.
Well, that's what I was about to say. It probably. Do you find that your albums mimic everything that's happening in your personal life?
Yeah, like, definitely.
Yeah, which we all knew.
Of course.
Come on, Jason, get with it. The other thing that's going around about this at the moment, I know I've been going for a long time, but it's just such an important trending story. Taylor Swift's album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Yeah.
People are saying, oh, you know how Kanye West has an album, The Life of Pablo, that he released back in 2016.
Mm.
And remember how Kanye got on stage and was like, I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, yeah.
But Beyonce had the best album, right? There was a massive rivalry and they had a big fight with Kim Kardashian and all this type of stuff. Well, people are saying, they're wondering, The Life of a Showgirl now comes up when you Google or search on Spotify or whatever, The Life of her album. Her new album is set to come up. It hasn't been released yet, obviously. Won't be released till October. But it comes up in all the searches instead of the life of Pablo.
Yeah, right. So bump him down. So bumps this is him a theory. Down.
So that's another theory as well, which is coming out. You can buy the album. Yeah. She's got four different releases of the album as well, four different kind of lives of a showgirl. And, yeah, it is coming out in October. It's a cute podcast. It delves in. There's a lot of stuff you don't really hear about Taylor. Like, we've got documentaries about her and stuff. And once again, I'm not a super fan, so I might be saying the wrong thing. But this podcast is 1 hour and 45 minutes of her and her partner talking about their relationship, the album, and getting a bit of insight into them as well. It's pretty cute. New Heights is the name of the podcast. Right.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A good friend of ours joins us on the line because he's got new music and we're always excited about new stuff from Casey Barnes. Morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sounding, I was going to say sexy, but that seems wrong. Sounding rough around the edges this morning, my friend.
That is the perfect segue. And it's actually the name of the new single, and I've woken up with, I think, the world's worst man flu. So it's awesome. It is awesome.
It is exciting, though, to have the new music out. You mentioned it is rough around the edges. You've been busy. You've been travelling across the world. You've had found time to write the music, everything like that. Are you pumped that it's now out and released to the big wide world?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, I wrote this when I was over in Nashville on my last trip with another Aussie, a guy called Jordan Dozzy, who has had about three US number ones. He's written with like Morgan Wallen and Post Malone and Blake Shelton, and he's killing it. And his funny backstory is he originally went to Nashville on a soccer scholarship, and he did his knee, had to get a knee reconstruction, and he's like, what am I going to do with my time? And he decided to write songs. And the next thing you know, he's writing number one. So he's pretty inspirational.
Luke Combs style, that sort of was his story too, wasn't he? He just had a crack and was good.
yeah, this guy, and he's such a great writer. But yeah, we wrote this one together, and we both sort of felt like sometimes when a good song happens, it sort of just literally falls out of the sky and it writes itself. So this one was that sort of song.
We're loving the new song, and the title of the song is great as well. Tom and I played a little game with Lingy because he didn't know the name of your new song, and so we gave him some choices. We asked, what's the name of Casey's new song? Is it Rough Around the Edges?
Yeah.
Is it Stables, Dirt and Time? Or is it, well, ain't that a pretty mouth? And what did you choose, Lingy?
I narrowed it down to either Rough Around the Edges or Stables, Dirt and Time. And, Case, I stupidly went with Stables, Dirt and Time.
Mate. That's actually a great album title. I reckon that could be an album title. I like that.
Yeah, nice. Thank you.
The other one, I don't know. I reckon that could become a viral AI song. I don't know if you've heard a few of those floating around.
Well, ain't that a pretty mouth?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that one alone. But that could be very interesting.
Well, Case, I want to do some news breaking here as well as part of this interview. We know that Snoop Dogg is coming to the AFL Grand Final. However, he usually brings along a few guests, doesn't he?
Yeah.
A few special guests, a few friends of that.
Absolutely.
I've done some research and I've realised that you're actually playing at Heartbeat of the Hunter on Grand Final Day. So we can rule you out as one of Snoop Dogg's guests. Is that right?
Mate, when that gig came through, the boys in my band, they nearly immediately quit because, we're all massive, massive footy fans. I mean, I'm a Hawks supporter. Sorry to the Geelong fans out there, but my drummer, you wouldn't find a more passionate Collingwood supporter, and he literally was like, mate, if we make the grand final, you're going to have to find another drummer. It's, like, it's not happening. It's not happening because I'll be on a plane. So it's going to be an interesting one. But I reckon Snoop will do a good job. I reckon it's like when Lionel Richie was announced to play to sing at the grand final, and there was a few people in the public that were like, oh, that's such a crap selection and choice. And he absolutely knocked it out of the park and was one of the best I've ever seen. So I reckon Snoop will probably do the same.
Casey, it's kind of good to share the wealth too. You don't want too much talent at the grand final at any given time. And I think you'd probably tip the scales given that you are to the Gold Coast as Snoop is to LA.
I'll take that, mate. I will take it.
It's just been announced, sorry, Groundwater Festival that you're headlining in October. This is very exciting.
Yeah, this one's actually, it's a ripper. They were one of the first festivals that gave us a spot, you know, probably 15 years ago, and now we get to headline on the Friday night, and it's a really unique festival. It's country music, but it all happens in Broadbeach, you know, about 200 metres from the beach. So it's a really, you know, yeah, unique festival in a great location, and it's going to be a ripper.
Amazing spot for a festival. You are very much a Gold Coast local now. You moved there when you were a teenager, I believe. But you were born in Tasmania. I hope I'm correct in saying that. Who do you want to coach, Nathan Buckley or Ken Hinckley, the team that joins the AFL?
That's a good question. Nathan Buckley. Ken's done a good job, but I reckon Nathan Buckley would be a good get unless he goes to Melbourne. That's going to be interesting. But it'd be great to see Tassie get a side. I mean, I grew up playing footy down there, and still haven't forgiven my father. I made the Tassie State Under 16 squad, and I got cut. My dad was the coach, and I've never forgiven him to this very day. So that's a true story.
Oh, brutal!
Well, see, Lindy puts all his kids through.
Yeah, so Lindy just sort of gives him a pass.
Can you send me your dad's number? I need to work out how I cut my kids from a couple of squads.
It's tough, but no, it'll be so good to see him get a side down there. It's going to be great.
All right, mate, we are loving the new single. Rough Around the Edges, Casey Barnes, all the best for your upcoming shows, and thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.